Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood San Monaco 24. I am Marcus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. The dining scene in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro has long been overlooked, a place more popular for its beaches and raucous annual carnival than a decent spot to sit down for a meal. But our Latin America affairs correspondent Lucinda Elliott has noticed a whole host of city newcomers that are worth visiting. Let's have a listen.
Rio de Janeiro is not known for its food. Bossa Nova, jaw-dropping coastal views, and a year-long party spirit is what the Brazilian city has come to be known for. The southern rival of São Paulo is where Brazil's culinary scene is taken seriously, in part because that's one of the biggest selling points of the sprawling concrete jungle of 12 million inner-city residents. Brazilians will often tell you that the only thing to do in São Paulo is eat. But one neighbourhood in Rio is becoming a hotspot for new dining experiences, offering something more refined and up-to-date than the mountains of fried shellfish and basic beach snacks. Botafogo is an area further up from the emblematic Ipanema and Copacabana strips, towards the centre of town, a nondescript neighbourhood, more famous for its football club than anything worth visiting. You go there to get your car MOT'd, pop into the dentist, or to visit a great aunt who lives in one of the high-rise apartment blocks. Today, on any given evening, the area is buzzing with young cariocas, Rio residents. It all began around 5 years ago. Spurred by lower rents and the area's more favourable location, Botafogo is a halfway meeting point for the artsy crowd that live up in the hills of Laranjeiras and Santa Teresa, and those who commute from Leblon and Gavia. What stands out is that Botafogo has an experimental confidence that hasn't been seen in the city before, with many establishments running a multitude of functions: cafe cum deli, bar turned gallery and art centre, all in one space. On offer is a clever mix of traditional hole-in-the-wall bars, or botecos, that have moved away from selling generic mass-produced beer to locally brewed ales. They're sat alongside laid-back restaurants, often in disused car mechanic shops, that have been revamped to offer fresh, well-presented dishes at affordable prices, plus a few Michelin stars and top listers thrown in. Restaurant Lassai, helmed by chef Rafael Costa e Silva, is credited with really kicking off the gourmet scene in Botafogo. He's earned a Michelin star since the place opened in 2014 and sources ingredients from his own garden, as well as a plethora of nearby producers and growers. The menu is Brazilian, but with a distinctly Basque flavour and layout, small plates that are stunningly presented. Costa spent several years in the Spanish part of the Basque country before returning to Rio. Further along the same street is upmarket newcomer Otec. Customers can opt for their tasting menu as part of their dinner service, but there's plenty of space at the bar to just sample a cocktail. For a simpler, quick bite, Resto Bar Comuna has gained a reputation in Rio for its homemade hamburgers. The line regularly curves past its entrance, with pre-party goers opting for their vegan-inspired katsu burger or soft-shell crab in a bun. Order a side of deep-fried mushroom croquettes served with a generous dose of wasabi mustard. They're delicious. Humid summer nights in Rio, plus dancing to their Afro house and techno DJ sets, calls for a tip-top soft drinks list. To quench your thirst, Comuna serves traditional mate, their own in-house fizzy drink, and zingy natural juices like lemon, ginger, and hibiscus. The founder, Bruno Negron, seems to be focusing on creating a culture around food in the area. He helps run a regular market, Junta Local, a community-led project that gets independent producers together. There's a notable feeling among cariocas here of wanting to help the poorer communities around them with sustainability and a greater social awareness shared by many of the owners. International restaurateurs have taken note of the area's new buzz. A successful haunt, Le Poulet, over in Ipanema, run by a French duo, went on to launch Canastra Rose in Botafogo last year. A wood-burning fire up on the terrace rustles up mezze dishes, like whole cauliflower drizzled with tzatziki, that accompany their wine by the glass list. Crew is part English-owned, a wine bar that specialises in natural and organic bottles, to have there or take home. Hard to come by in Rio, where beer and cachaça dominate. Nearby is Marchezinho, another good spot to enjoy a glass of something from their pavement side tables. Listen to the live samba and jazz renditions at the weekend. They have a generous cheese and charcuterie selection, if you get peckish from all the dancing. And more established restaurants with a loyal clientele in Rio are opening sister spots in the neighbourhood, like pizza chain Ferro y Farinha, that launched South Ferro. Rio, some say, is in the grip of a foodie renaissance. And what better place to enjoy a bite than in the Cidade Maravilhosa. For Monocle, in Botafogo, I'm Lucinda Elliott.
This has been episode number 172 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Lucinda for this week's tour in Rio. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.